busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train on us feeling near as faded as.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to continue with what I was saying about Afghanistan and the chaos that's over there and what we've got to do now. It is beginning to look as if the antidote that the Democrats are offering to Trump's criminality, to Trump's withdrawal of the United States from the world stage, his breakup of NATO, or attempted breakup of NATO and the EU and so on, it's beginning to look as if the American response is passive, is somehow, well, these are just cultures, there's some set of moral equivalence between jihadist culture and the West, and we are going to wash our hands. That cannot be permitted to occur. There is no moral or any equivalence at all between our culture and any other culture in the world. Right now, the administration is saying, well, we've got to have further negotiations with the Taliban to see if we have their, quote, permission to bring people here. The Taliban, in the meantime, are intensifying their search. They're going door to door and murdering people who cooperate with the Afghan government right now, right as I'm speaking, right as I am speaking. They beheaded the police chief in one of the provinces. They hauled him out, had him kneel down and repent, and beheaded him. And they go on television and say, we've changed. How stupid are we to put up with this? One of the problems is, the problem, yes, it was created by Trump, the criminal Trump, who decided to just withdraw us from everything, kneel down in front of Putin, and he was beaten. People understand, by beaten, I mean Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. People understood what he was doing. But now what we seem to be seeing in Afghanistan, and we're seeing it in Africa too, by the way, is a withdrawal by the Democratic administration in a more sophisticated way and not as obviously toxic. In other words, Joe Biden has beefed up NATO, stands strongly with the EU. He's making it clear to Russia, we've sent European fleets into the Black Sea, right around Russian territory or claimed territory, and pushing back, pushing back, pushing back. It's all very good. And in the South China Sea, where the Chinese have made fake islands, and then they say, oh, well, we own 12 miles around each of these islands. Oh, by the way, that's the whole China Sea. They're concentric circles. $3.5 to $4 trillion in trade a year goes through here. We're going to charge you all a toll. The American Navy, I'm proud to say, my Navy, doesn't recognize that. We don't recognize it. They sell wherever the hell they want. And the Chinese rattle their sabers and they retaliate by threatening the Philippines and fishing right off the coast of the Philippines. This mindset in the Democratic Party has got to stop. Here's the comparison. On the right, you have the cult of Trump, the QAnon cult. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene, threatens assassination. Deep hatred of Western democracy. You have a deep hatred of Western democracy by DeSantis, by Abbott, two governors of respectively of Florida and Texas, and many others. But then on the Democratic side, you have the squad, some of whom said that American soldiers committed war crimes in Afghanistan and the equivalent of the Taliban. That was false, known by them to be false. They shouldn't be in Congress. But no other congressional leader forcefully stepped up and told them they were lying. I'm telling them they're lying. There's not an equivalence at all between American soldiers and anybody in the jihadist world who commits these crimes. They said the same thing about Israel. Israel has 4,000 rockets launched at it from 20 miles away, and then they bombed the source of the rockets. And the squad said they're the ones that committed this war crimes. this infection in the Democratic Party, the Islamo left, is hurting this country. Yes, the worst infection right now is the Trump cultist QAnon right. I understand that. Yes, the worst infection is what Trump did in recognizing the Taliban. Who the hell did he think he was? Recognizing the Taliban. And then he had talks, quote, talks, unquote, with them in Vienna, one of the premier European capitals, without the Afghan government. And they all come in there grinning as they're killing people at home. Those talks, typically in Paris, but they've been in Vienna before, are limited to much more serious matters and serious adversaries as you're about to finalize negotiations to resolve the Vietnam War in the late 60s. And he elevated their stature and he demoralized the Afghan government. I understand all that. But the truth of the matter is that there's a mindset in our party now that somehow there's a moral equivalence among all these cultures, and it's wrong to take very, very firm military action against them. What Biden should have done, in my view, when he got in, and we only had 2,500 troops, the Taliban are Nazis. You shoot them on sight in all the provinces. The minute they start to overrun a province in the rural areas, you beef that up. You beef it up with armaments and air power and drones anywhere you see them. There's not, we're going to negotiate with them. You cannot negotiate with Nazis. I'm going to tell you that again. And then take Africa. You have Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and Al-Qaeda sweeping down. They go into Christian countries and they murder people. And then when they're caught, they surrender or sent to jail. They break out. They infect other prisoners and they keep it up. There should be resolve among all Western countries. And so far, France is the only one really doing it. We will bomb and drone any Islamic fighter in Africa. This is an infection. This is an infection that is spreading terror throughout that continent. And it will end up as an Islamic continent if we're not careful. You can no longer just say, well, we want an America that looks like America. We want a world that looks like the world. No, we don't. We want an America and a world that looks like Western civilization. And that can include people of all ethnicities, gender, both genders, can include people of any faith and so on. But they will represent Western civilization. And jihadist culture is a threat to that, and we're seeing it in Afghanistan. So what do we do now? Somebody who had military experience over in Afghanistan said, and it's very true, the dilemma is you either commit genocide or you get out the way we did. We could level that country. We could bomb the palace right now and kill all the Taliban leadership. But you kill a lot of civilians. We could level Kabul. We could level the rest of them. It should not have been permitted to get to this point. And the message has got to go out loud and clear to the left in our party and to the Biden administration that, yes, Trump is a sociopath. So what? What's your point? You were elected to clean up after the sociopath. And that did not include doing it this way. And there's got to be a clear signal to the world, to Taiwan, to Eastern Europe, to Ukraine, to the Pacific, that we stand four square, that American supremacy, the supremacy of Western civilization, and the ascendancy of the ideas of separation of church and state and liberal democracy will always persist. And if we are counter people like the Taliban, we will exterminate. That has got to be said. I just said it. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.